The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is February 21st, 2024. We are on our second show here on Fightful of the Day. We had the hump earlier where we answered a whole bunch of your questions. Go check it out. We also had an interview with Jake Something of TNA Wrestling. On Thursday, you'll be hearing from Grizzled Young Vets for the first time since leaving WWE. Fightful Select has a bunch of exclusives from both of those. We have some exclusive behind-the-scenes news from AEW that we broke today, as well as talk of a new VP of content. We've got Alex Pawlowski. He resides oftentimes over at FightfulSelect.com. Doing This Is Cinema, doing Sour Graps, all kinds of good stuff. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I anticipate receiving my invitation to Meet Madness any day now in the mail. So I'm sure I'll be a part of that. And I cannot wait to get in the ring for Meet Madness. That sounds like it's going to be a cracking good time.
I think you're also probably going to be in, what, Den of Thieves 3 as well?
Yeah. Sure, why not? One of those. Yeah,
think that's going to happen as well, guys. Get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We have got so much support, by the way, super chats and humper chats of late. YouTube.com/Fightful. Donate super chats there if you're watching on Twitch, on Twitter, on Facebook, anywhere. If you're hanging out in our new Fightful Select Discord, go to humperchats.com. That's HUMPER chats. .com. That allows you to leave questions before or after we go on the air, or well ahead of time. We have a Fightful Select related question. Kyle Fletcher, we had reported, has been facing some visa issues. This is, you know, the latest in a group of inactive wrestlers that we provided updates on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Julia Hart, she's sidelined. FightfulSelect.com reports that it doesn't look like she'll get cleared before the end of February. You know, there's some optimism, hopefully Revolution, but not it's a waiting game. Wheeler Yuta is injured, but he is planned for a match at the end of next month. Neither one of these are expected to be long-term injuries, but you got three of the mini champions that they have in AEW who are sidelined.
Yep.
I don't know who handles visas there or if there's been a change, but Alex, this is a bummer because Kyle Fletcher very much seems like AJ Styles 01. He very much seems like Will Ospreay like 2014. Mm-hmm. He very much seems like Kenny Omega 2013. So, mm-hmm. you know, where you can tell that one day he is going to be something very, very huge.
Yeah. I mean, for the main thing, just for the storyline possibilities of it, is that with Ospreay coming in, immediately he has Kyle Fletcher there, who he is very familiar with, and if there might be a split within the Don Callis family, you have that as a natural go to there. But it sucks. The visa issues always suck. He's been doing really great stuff as the TV champion in ROH. Was going to start something with Ethan Page, and those matches you could tell would have been great. Will be great whenever they get around to him. So that sucks for him. But he's amazing. He's one of those guys you look at the age he's at now, and you go, man, 5-7 years from now when he is in his prime. Because that's the thing about, like, the real prime for wrestlers is 28 to 33, somewhere around there. He's not even near that yet. So he's got so much more to learn, so much more room for improvement. He's going to be amazing.
So we've got a bunch of super chats, bunch of Humber chats. Ryan says, has the cool bus gone missing or something? Well, Jen Pepperman certainly looks like she's on the cool bus right now. AEW revealed that she is the new VP of content. So she had been with WWE for 6 or 7 years. She is a former Emmy winner as well. It had been noted she's close to Mercedes Moné. Not exactly a coincidence there. Shot Kid says, how big a deal is this new AEW VP hiring? Well, I can tell you it's a big deal for the increased amount of women's wrestling that they're doing. Yeah. Now, she was cited in a lawsuit from Brittany Abrams, which got dismissed, by the way. She agreed to dismiss the case in a notice filed in the U.S. District Court last year. There was no explanation for the dismissal or anything like that, but she was cited in some not so savory things. I can tell you that outside of that lawsuit, I haven't really heard anything negative about Jen Pepperman. I mean, I've actually heard pretty positive things about her outside of that lawsuit. Having more women's voices, especially in a prime role like that, Alex, is something that I think is welcomed in AEW. And I can tell you, she was on the job tonight. She was there working tonight, and we had two women's matches.
Obviously her being close with Mercedes Moné is a major factor. It's always better to have the women voices in the back in creative, because they're the ones who are going to naturally step up and advocate for the women to get more time to do more interesting storylines. It is unfortunately a fact of human nature within all of this stuff that women are way more likely to speak up about that issue, about their own issues, than men are to think of that. And that, I wish that wasn't the way, but it's simply a fact. So it's great to have her there to advocate for more time, for better storylines, longer matches. I think it's an amazing thing. We have two women's matches on Dynamite featuring the champion and her top contender. We have a match on Rampage. We have two more matches on Collision, I'm sure. Here we go. We're in where I said we needed to be. And I can only assume Mercedes Moné coming in enhances all of that as well. It's going to be great.
Before we get into the show, I just want to make it clear. As of right now, sorry, Meet Normus, and sorry to anybody else, I don't yet have an update on Hangman Page. As Mr. Showtime says, Hangman grabbing his ankle and telling the camera to point towards the ring. Any news, Sean? hoping it was a tweak or I saw it wrong. I don't have that information as of yet. I'm going to work on it. Unfortunately, we do not have that information, but hoping everybody comes out okay. Maddie Nice says, since we have a new VP of content, I need a 70s style Scooby-Doo cartoon starring OC, best friend, and Danhausen on Max, please. I just want to see Danhausen doing anything. Glad to see he's at least on ROH or something, but
yes, he's on ROH, which is good. He needs to be wrestling, but he's hugely over, and it did feel like they were doing an angle where OC doesn't have any friends. Who is someone that we have seen hanging out with OC? Is it Danhausen? No, it's Jake Hager. Jake Hager, obviously best friends with Orange Cassidy. So yeah, I thought it was a perfect opportunity for him to come in and curse Mike Bennett. That could have been fun, but they didn't do that. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we had Jon Moxley and Claudio versus FTR ending in a time limit draw. A good match. I feel like it should have went to maybe a different type of double finish so quickly after they did one. And that was a common theme that a lot of people mentioned. Yeah. Listen, I'm excited to see them have a rematch at Revolution because FTR needed to be on the card. And also having an undercard tag team match on the card is also very beneficial when you know that at least one half of the current tag team champions will not be around in 2 weeks. Yep. Like literally two Wednesdays from now, a guy in the company holding a title will no longer be wrestling. Yes. So what you need to do is highlight some other teams there. Fantastic match, as expected.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view worthy match, absolutely. I also feel like it could have been set up in a different way to make you go, well, how do I put this? They're going to put on a banger. I just feel like that finish could have been a different one. Maybe double DQ, maybe no contest. Maybe it could have been anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it fairly anything else. The thing is, I'm watching this going, this is almost certainly not going to a full finish so that you can do a match at Revolution with some kind of stip attached to it. 2 out of 3 falls, something like that. That's what I thought going in. I didn't think they were going to do a time limit draw, considering that's exactly how you got to your heavyweight title match at the same pay-per-view. Like that isn't, I like time limit draws when they are utilized as a storyline, but not like in such quick succession to get to matches at the same pay-per-view. I mean, just have Moxley clothesline Cash Wheeler over the barricade and they're fighting into the crowd and Claudio and Dax follow them and they're out there brawling for 2 minutes. And finally the ref's like, well, this is over now. It's a quadruple countout. We can't have you. This is the match is over. And then they have the same thing where they come to a brawl in the parking lot. And then you add that second match that I think would have solved the problem. A lot of other things could have, but that would have solved the problem as well. So, yeah, I'm really excited to get this match at Revolution. You're right, Dax and Cash, North Carolina boys need to be there. And Mox and Claudio have to be on that card somewhere. So it's a great way to do all of that. I just wish they had gotten there a little different.
Orange Cassidy interview is a little weird because They did a very roundabout way of saying he's cleared, but they got him there to where Orange Cassidy could say that he is cleared by the doctor. He took on Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett showed a little bit of charisma, putting his headset on during the match and all that. I feel like he and Taven and Wardlow have really stepped up and done that, like with the Undisputed Kingdom element of things.
Yeah.
Adam Cole's taking a real back seat on this because he really has to.
Yeah.
He has to. Matt Taven delivered in a main event. Mike Bennett delivered here. They're the ROH tag champs. Wardlow cut a badass promo that we'll talk about later. Like they're really highlighting. Roderick Strong's going to be in the international title match, obviously.
Yeah.
So he has taken a back seat to this. What'd you think of the match? Hager making the save, as James Zimmerman says, I was hoping he'd be the new bodyguard for Orange Cassidy. He'd become Big Cassidy. Jesus Christ. That was very unusual. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. Yes. The line that I always use in these situations is from Christmas Vacation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Where Clark says to Eddie, if I woke up tomorrow morning with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be any more surprised than I am right now. When Hager came out, I was like, wait a minute. Is this a misprint? Like, did somebody, like, is there a typo on the rundown and Hager ran out because that's what the thing said, but it was supposed to be somebody else? That didn't make any sense to me. It's Oklahoma. It's setting up a match in Oklahoma for him on Rampage. All right, fine. But there was no establishment of was there animosity between Hager and the Kingdom Boys before this? Was there a connection between him and Orange Cassidy before this that I just forgot about? Okay. It just, that all felt weird. Although Orange Cassidy and Mike Bennett, I think, put on a great show in the match. I did like that Cassidy just trying to get the beach break over and over again and not able to do it. And finally, when he nails it, that's it. It's over. I thought that was yeah. Some good storytelling there. Yeah, this is fine. And you know, Jake Hager getting a match in front of his home state fans. Absolutely. Figure out a way to get that done. I just feel like this kind of got shoehorned in here where it couldn't be anywhere else.
Let's go ahead and talk about the Wardlow promo.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not something he gets to do a lot of.
No.
And he came out and Meet Normus. Well, actually, Tom LaValle says congrats to Meet Normus tonight.
Yes.
But Wardlow ran down why it was he's so frustrated, why he's been overlooked for the world title. And he had points. He had points.
No, yeah.
He looked at it and he referenced CM Punk without naming him. And he was like,
the real world's champ.
Real world's champ, beat him worse than he's ever been beaten, and his body's still falling apart about it.
His body's still falling apart from what I did to him. That's great.
To which I got one of the dumbest fucking replies in the history of Twitter, of which somebody said, AEW is WWE's biggest advertiser. And I was like, what? This guy didn't mention WWE or CM Punk by name. He wrestled him, he beat him, and then referenced how this guy isn't actively wrestling because of what he did to him. And I see people that are like, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. What? Because you have been so fucking 90s and 2000s brained, like other wrestlers can reference wrestlers that they've wrestled. They can reference other places.
Oh, no, you can't mention the other play or anybody from there. Oh, no.
What are we doing here? The weirdos that pretend to be bothered by this. You cannot possibly be bothered by this. And if you are, bless you, you need to go out and have some real shit happen to you. Because this is just the weirdest thing to be like,
it's so pathetic.
What did CM Punk do the first night that he was on SmackDown? He did a tongue-in-cheek thing about Kevin Owens, and it was very clearly a reference to him fighting people backstage. Mm-hmm. And everybody went, hee-hee. And then we moved on a couple days later. Nobody got harmed. Everybody was like, okay, cool, they moved on past this. This was a legitimate storyline plot point in which Wardlow goes, real world champ, beat him. MJF, beat him. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe, beat him.
Beat him, yep.
He looked at all three of, like, the most recent world champions, and he's like, not only did I beat him really, really badly. Right. And I thought he did an incredible job there. I thought it was great.
His best promo ever, obviously. He doesn't get a chance to talk a lot. And after tonight, I question why he hasn't had that opportunity, because this was really well delivered. I mean, saying he delivered it with passion would be underselling it. There were veins coming out of that guy's neck I did not know that human beings had. He didn't flub a line. He didn't stutter. He didn't misstep. Like, it was all laid out really well. The points of logic back to back with all the champions. He mentioned each one of them again in the same order that he had brought them up before. It was a perfectly delivered promo. And yet I saw a lot of polarizing reactions to it, because people hate the old, like, I should have been the champion. People who didn't make me the champion should be fired. It seems like that's a very Russo-esque thing in people's minds. To have people come out and call out the bad booking is something you shouldn't do. I thought he did it in a way that got a quick jolt from the audience. Like, oh, are we going here? And then quickly moved away from that. But he has not had a match for the world heavyweight title. Like, you didn't book me to win. You didn't give me the opportunity. And I will make heads roll until I get that opportunity. I thought he delivered this really well. Honestly, when he started doing the thing with the Kingdom, and Adam Cole was like, Wardlow is going to win the title from Samoa Joe, then he's going to give it to me. I was like, well, I guess. That seems kind of far out of left field, though, Wardlow getting a title shot. But the thing that he said now makes me go, oh, yeah, he's got to be next in line for whoever wins at a Revolution. And maybe Meat Mania.
Meat Madness.
Meat Madness is going to be for a shot at the world heavyweight title. That's why you got all the meat in there. I don't know, maybe.
Well, they announced that he would be participating in something called Meat Madness, which is wonderful marketing, by the way. Phenomenal marketing. Meet Normus says, I feel seen. Mike the Jeweler says, Scoop King, Mr. Sour, and the man behind the chat, Luis, sup. RIP Papa Sting. AEW is jam-packed today. Hope Madison is okay from the bump. Is Hanger injured? Glad Wardlow made it clear he's the reason Chunky Monkey Punk keeps breaking down. Hope to see you at Revolution. Mike, I hope I do see you at Revolution. I'll be there. I know Zach Schimmel will be there as well. Very excited about that, but I'm also excited about Meat Madness. I can believe that. You want to capitalize on whatever the restore the feeling thing, the get the feeling thing, and meat the meat popularity capitalize off of it. I say hell yeah. Now, granted, do I want a 15-match show? No. But so far, no. The card's looking really, really good.
Right.
Ruby and Angelo, they go on a date. That's the real main event of AEW Dynamite right now.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're dressed nicely. They look wonderful. And this has been a story. Gosh, this has been going on for like 3 or 4 months at this point.
Yeah.
But a nice vehicle rolls up. And Ruby goes, "Is that ours?" And Angelo goes, "I got us a lift." And Ric Flair just falls out of it.
Yep.
He is saying, "You know, I thought I'd be a bigger part of Sting's retirement tour." And that's an interesting approach. I don't know the benefit of that necessarily, as opposed to Ric Flair actively trying to turn on Sting during the match and then getting caught, which I think would be much better. But he knocks on the Bucks' door and the Bucks go, "Okay, we'll have a little talk."
Right.
Okay. I mean, I guess the benefit of this is this angle won't last any longer than a week and a half.
Right. That is true. What they are doing here by showing Flair saying, "I really thought I would be a bigger part of Sting's last match. I don't like that. I gotta go with some different options here." And then showing Flair walk up to the Bucks door, knock on it, and go inside for a meeting with the Bucks. They are showing us Flair is going to turn on Sting. So, of course, Flair's a double agent, and he's not going to turn on Sting, and that's the swerve. But because they showed us him basically becoming in cahoots with the Young Bucks, with Matthew and Nicholas, because they showed us that, they're gonna veer away from it when it comes to the actual match. I really wanted Flair to turn on Sting one last time, but this time Sting's ready for it. After all those times, this time it's not going to work. That's what I really wanted.
Yeah. Again, guys, I do not have an update on Madison Rayne as of yet. I'm sorry. Roger, buddy, I appreciate the super chat, but listen, he says, "The issue is this is the second week in a row they put over a top babyface in the other company right now, which is white hot while AEW is cold." Roger. Wardlow said that he beat CM Punk so badly that literally since he held a real world championship, left the company, went somewhere else, hung out in a few months, that his body is still torn apart. How is that putting him over by just the very mention? I just disagree with that completely. Just completely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see. What else do we got here? Jake Hager. Ian says, "We get an update on Hager's hat and see if it's okay or injured."
I believe it's still in the custody of Danhausen.
I believe it is, which hopefully becomes a thing if they're going to integrate Hager into this.
I mean, if Hager's going to become part of the Best Friends and be backing up Orange Cassidy, he needs an orange hat, not a purple one.
Yes. Just announced for Collision, FTR versus Shane Taylor Promotions.
Oh, cool.
We had two women's matches. We had Toni Storm versus Sydney Winnell, and then Deonna Purrazzo against a returning Madison Rayne. Toni Storm ended up using Deonna Purrazzo's finish. Deonna used Toni's finish. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the matches themselves. Even the Toni Sydney match went a little bit longer than I expected. Deonna and Madison went through a commercial break. There was a sick spot where it looked like it looked like Deonna was going for a flatliner.
Flatliner, yeah.
I don't know what Madison thought that she was going for.
What she was taking, yeah.
Now, I know that there was a move that Deonna used to do where she would roll forward and the other person would too, but that was, it just wasn't the way that that was supposed to go. No. I don't know. I just don't know what was supposed to be expected there. Hopefully she's okay. We don't have the update on that as of yet, but before that, I thought the match was fine. This was a showcase situation. I actually like that Tony got the person who the audience wasn't familiar with, and Deonna got the person the audience was familiar with, because it looked like Deonna wasn't exactly backing down. Deonna and Madison have now faced each other in ROH, AEW, TNA, and the Indies. Before almost anybody knew who Deonna was back in 2016, Madison Rayne faced Deonna on TNA one night only pay-per-view. What do you think of the match before we get to the aftermath or matches?
I liked the Tony versus Sydney. I thought that was she gave her some offense. But you know, once she hits the Sweet Cheeks music, that's it. You're done. Into the pile driver pinner. But I also loved that during her celebration, Deonna upstaged her, and then they walked past each other on the ramp, and there was the split screen with the black and white and the color. That was great. But you could tell that Tony was very angry about all of that. So after the match between Deonna and Madison Rayne, which there was a lot of stuff in this match that didn't look like the forearm strikes were really soft. Like there was a lot of stuff in this match that didn't look like they were on the same page through a lot of it. And then that move, which, by the way, maybe don't do the TurboTax move of the night be the one that almost crippled somebody accidentally.
Yes.
That was weird. I don't know. There's a lot of moves you could choose. Not that one.
I guess it looked pretty vicious.
Pretty vicious. But afterwards,
and this was Madison's first match since August. Wow. And before that, she had only wrestled that match since the beginning of April. So we're talking about 10 and a half months. She had one match at 3 minutes under her belt. She has barely wrestled in that amount of time. And I mean, it showed in the ring, and hopefully she's okay, but I would like to see her get used more, even if it is in more of an enhancement role, because she is a coach right now. But I think she's obviously equipped enough to be in that role right now. It's just you could tell it had been a while tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So I did like Tony coming out as kind of like, you upstaged me, I will upstage you by attacking you. And then the thing with the crazy lipstick was a thing. I mean, if we're getting like full Joker Tony, like I'm into that. Let's figure out how we're gonna get there from here. There's a lot of stuff we can do out of this, and I honestly don't know if it's Tony or Deonna that comes out of Revolution with the title. I don't even know which one of those I prefer, because I think there's so much you can do with both things. But I'm very excited. The women's division is in a really good spot. But if Julia can get healthy by Revolution, that's great. If not, I think they should do the face of the Revolution ladder match with women, and have it be for a shot at Julia's TBS title as soon as Julia is cleared.
I agree.
If you can't have Julia defend her title at Revolution, then do a big thing with all these great women you have. Showcase all of them in the ladder match, and whoever wins that then gets Julia when Julia's cleared.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not too long. I mean, I was told not February, but hey, guess February is only like a week from now anyway. A week from now, I'll be in Greensboro, and I'll be missing my wonderful Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/fightful. Use the code FIGHTFUL for their President's Day sale. 25% off any mattress, or any purchase rather, for the limited time using that code. Each mattress order comes with two free dream pillows. You get a 100-night sleep trial with helixsleep.com/FIGHTFUL to test out your mattress. A 10 to 15-year warranty. It's assembled in the U.S., and it's got free U.S. shipping. And if you don't like
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It, they will come pick it up for you, but you're gonna love it. I found Helix Sleep a few years ago. I wanted to invest in my sleep. I wasn't satisfied with the mattress I had, so I looked online and I found Helix, which had thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. I wanted the best of the best. I found what was highly rated in GQ and Wired magazine, all that good stuff, and I was like, okay, let me check them out. Even before we worked with them, I took their sleep quiz. It takes a few minutes and it matches you up to the model that best suits you. I got the Dusk Lux model and I've went from just being able to sleep on my back to now also being able to sleep on my side. And what that means is I stay asleep a lot longer. I'm able to get a better night's sleep. As a result of that, I'm waking up feeling a lot more refreshed. They have ones for plus size sleepers. They have ones that cool you down, ones that will align your spine. All kinds of great stuff there. Head over to helixsleep.com/Fightful. Check out their great testimonials and their reviews and check out their collection. If you get matched up to a mattress that maybe doesn't suit you, you can still shop their great collection, which they have so many of them. But yeah, GQ, Wired, Apartment Therapy, Forbes, New York Times, all featured their great mattresses and over 30,000 five-star reviews. Check it out. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Matthew England's excited for the post-revolution AEW. Yeah, well, I can tell you what's happening before Revolution. Will Ospreay's coming in. He is starting with AEW next week. You had Don Callis saying some bullshit that I didn't really pay that much attention to, but there was a Will Ospreay video. Let me just tell you guys, if you haven't watched that match that he had at Rev Pro this past weekend.
Yep.
I had somebody ask what I thought of the match and what I would rate it. So I used to do match ratings a few years ago. I would start at a 5, it would slide up and down, and people were just weird about it. So now I just say, you know what? Whenever there's a match I consider 10 out of 10 or 5-6 stars, whatever you consider it, I will just loudly proclaim it. I loudly proclaim that Will Ospreay, Michael Oku match, 5 stars, 10 out of 10. I'm supposed to do an interview along with Corey Brennan with he and Amira very soon. So we'll be talking about that, but unbelievable. And Will Ospreay is probably going to have those on a pretty regular basis in AEW. I'm just excited to have him come in. We got him, Okada, and Mercedes. Boy, that is a shot in the arm that AEW needs against a white hot WWE right now.
Yes, sure. I appreciated him saying, Don Callis, letting us know that Hobbs will be a part of the Meat Madness. So as well, he should, however,
damn well,
if you have Hobbs part of Meat Madness, you need to have the other guy who originated the meat. You got to have Miro. And we haven't seen that guy in a long time.
You need to see what he's up to.
What we could do with Miro. If he could be part of Meat Madness, he needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, he has been gone for 2.5 months after he missed the first 6.5, or he missed like 8 or 9 months. Here's the reality. In the last 2.5 years, he's had 11 matches, and that ain't enough. No. And out of those 11 matches, as I look, 4 or 5 of them are squashes, so... C. Delgado says ladder match with women would be a great way to continue stories we've seen lately with Chris, Willow, Ruby, Saraya, throw in Billy Starks and Nyla. I mean, there's a woman named Thunder Rosa who was world champion that really needs some sort of creative. There's a woman named Serena Deeb that should be involved in some stuff.
Yeah.
Even where like she's disgusted at using a ladder, I think would be really, really great. But hopefully we see more of that. Oh boy. Daniel Garcia comes out and he thanks the fans, and he does have a special connection with the fans. Like, people just love Daniel Garcia, and they should. And it's because he cares, man. He cares. Mm-hmm. He wants to do good. He wants to entertain. He wants to succeed. He cares. And that's what he highlighted. And it was revealed that he is going to be facing Christian for the TNT title at Revolution. What we had hoped for, and it's what we're getting. And Adam Edgeland will not be. He's sidelined right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm fine with that because,
yeah,
unfortunately, he is just a guy right now. Adam Copeland has been very much just a guide in AEW, and I think that can change. I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he's not necessarily in position to compete for a title because he just lost to Christian, so that kind of pushes him down the rankings, and he's not going to get a TNT title shot. I do hope that he helps Daniel Garcia win that title, but what we saw was this promo where Christian comes out, mm-hmm, and he starts to go after Daniel Garcia, and you immediately know what it is. You immediately know the deal. He brings up Daniel Garcia's mother. He brings up Daniel Garcia's father. He brings up an address, and then he brings up that Daniel Garcia's father is no longer with us. I typed the address in which Christian gave out on Google. This is what came up.
Yep.
A cemetery, and which is right next to Buffalo. Mike Straw, who helped us get our Discord off the ground, said that it is near and dear to him. He's got relatives, loved ones buried there. It is an actual place. Why are you laughing, Alex?
No, I'm just thinking about Christian.
Incredulous.
I am just the idea of it, that not only is it like not just a fake place, but it's specifically a cemetery. Yes. It's not like it, but it is a currently used one. Cause I don't know, like if around you, there's a bunch, yes, of cemeteries that last had a guy buried there when he died in World War II. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of cemeteries around that aren't being currently used. So the fact that like he went out and found one that I mean, honestly, when you say Mike Straw might have family there, is it possible Daniel Garcia's father is actually buried at that particular cemetery?
It's very possible. It's very possible. I don't know, but
ridiculous. This was awesome.
It was incredible. Both sides, incredible.
Both and Garcia just seething through this whole thing. Like, you talk about my beautiful mother again, I'm gonna break every bone in your body. I love Daniel Garcia. He's been doing such amazing work in this the build. Leading into the C2, coming out of it, he's on a tear. In the past 6 months, he's been doing amazing work. If it leads into him being the one to dethrone Christian Cage, the undethronable one, and then coming out of that, when Adam Edgeland comes back, if he's more pissed about the kid who leapfrogged him to get the title than he is about the guy who put him on the shelf, then like having Copeland's first heel feud against Garcia, all of these things build to prove how much they really see in Garcia.
Garcia said, if you're so worried about my dead father, why don't you come in this ring and I'll put you in the ground next to him.
Oh.
Damn. Irene says Christian debuted in AEW. He was called a disappointment by way too many fans.
Yep.
He's arguably the best heel in the company. Very proud of him. I mean, I just think that he is somehow constantly one of the most underrated performers in the history of the business after the man won top titles on the ECW brand, on TNA multiple times, both in when they had the NWA title and when he went back as an AEW performer. He has main evented pay-per-views in AEW and won the world heavyweight title in WWE. And he is still somehow underrated.
Yep.
He is incredible. Yeah. Just incredible. And Daniel Garcia killed it with him. Yep. James says, I asked earlier today. That was me. You're welcome. Yes. Tony says, after learning what the address revealed, Fightful needs to add a Hater of the Year award. I don't dislike that at all. I think that could be very fun.
I love Christian. I don't think he beats out Drew McIntyre for that this year. I don't think he beats out Drew McIntyre for that this year.
There's going to be some fun ones. We can do, like, I think, like, if In the Weeds did additional awards, that would be a really, really good one.
That'd be good. The supplementals. When they hand out Oscars and some other ceremony that not actually on the night. Yeah, that.
Said Christian saw the level of hating Drew was doing and said, not on my watch. Yeah. Oh, man. Really loved that. Jordan says, Wardlow, Hobbs, Miro, Archer, Big Bill, Brody, and Keith, please. So I don't know if Keith is even healthy right now, unfortunately.
Keith is not, unfortunately. But the other guys you mentioned, absolutely. Put them in there.
For sure. For sure. Guys, a reminder, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You can also subscribe for $54 a year. But in addition to all the great wrestling news, at just $5 a month, you get over 40 podcasts a month. Like, for example, we do a lot of cool stuff like AEW Revolution. We'll probably be calling up Sour Graps. I'll probably do the Fightful Select show there whenever I get back. Alex has got free reign on Fightful Select.
Yep.
He just goes live whenever the hell he wants to.
Yep. It's true.
It can be about movies even. We've had all kinds of stuff over there. Retro reviews, Coexisting After Dark. But now we have the Fightful Select Discord only available for FightfulSelect.com members. It has been a wonderfully positive environment. I have not made a secret of this. I am scaling back my Twitter usage heavily around and after WrestleMania. We've got this amazing community on Discord, over 1,500 members the first day. You guys are really, really going to love it. We've got different channels as well, like AEW, WWE, New Japan, TNA, Joshi, Indies. We've got site updates. We've got an Ask SRS section of it. Sour Graps does have their own Discord as well, but they've got a section in there. In the Weeds does as well. It's a lot of fun. You guys are really, really going to like it. If anything, check that out. I try to give you guys as much as possible for that $5 price point because, believe me, I was in a spot, gosh, 6-7 years ago where I couldn't even afford wrestling news. So I wanted to make it as affordable as possible.
Yeah.
Says you should, Sean. Twitter and Reddit both suck. So a member of our social media team about once a month. So it's funny for anybody that's like, oh, you look for stuff. No, we had a person who would send us misinformation and be like, clear this up. The last time they sent me the Reddit stuff, I looked down the thread and I just went, ugh, and deleted my entire account. I was like, there's, you can't even begin to dig your way out of the misinformation hole there. What you drink in SRS, it is sweet tea. Zero calorie sweet tea. Oh boy. Darby cuts a promo. And then Sting cuts a promo.
Sting cuts a promo.
Oh boy. Vicky, who I am so excited to see at Revolution, sends a very generous super chat, says, hi, SRS and Fightful team. This is for Sting and his family over the loss of his father. That promo is how it's done. Thoughtful, poignant, and perfectly Sting. His dad would have been proud. Revolution bound. Can't wait. So Darby shows a picture of Sting with his sons. And I've mentioned this before. I'm familiar with one of Sting's sons because he was a tight end here at the University of Kentucky. And that got us some access to seeing Sting here in Lexington a little more often than we normally would. Now, there was a picture shown of that, and Darby was like, you know, you've probably went too far, and you've awoken something here. And Sting confirmed as much. He said, this is the first time in my career, decades, with just weeks remaining, that somebody brought my family into it. And then he dropped the very, very unfortunate news that his father recently passed away. sending our condolences there. But you know what? I will sort of let you carry this one away, Alex.
Yeah. This was very poignant from him. And this was very just very, I don't know, subdued. You know, obviously he's probably carrying a lot of emotions surrounding the death of his father. At a man Sting's age, my God, I hope if I lived to be as old as Sting, that my father is still living at that point, because that would have been an incredibly long life for my father. So many men get to the age of Sting is, and their father's been dead for years. So it's an amazing thing that he had him as long as he did. But I thought that this, that the adding of that context to the other of, and look at what you did to my sons. So now you've brought three generations of my family into this. Like there was just so much pathos in what he talked about. And I'm very interested to now see, because so many people insist to me that Sting has to go out on his back, because he's old school and that's what you do. It's your last match and that's what you do. And I don't know, man. Like the way they are telling this story feels like, listen, he's got to be the guy who wins in his last match and give Greensboro the best moment they're going to have, you know?
And I think that if Tony had his say and if the Bucks had their say, they'd be putting Sting over in the middle of the ring.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Ah, man. I like that Sting is just their superhero.
Yeah.
Like completely separate of any, like we ain't talking about the old man in the Three Doors Down Kryptonite video. Like no. Sting has shown up there and been selfless and still somehow been undefeated in the company. Like he's been very selfless. He has helped people. He has been a great steward. I'm sure AEW would love it if he is like their mascot moving forward. Like he is their ambassador. And does things like that. But man, I am going to Greensboro in a week and a half and watching the guy that made me start watching wrestling.
Yeah.
The guy that I looked at and I go, what is this?
Yeah.
Like this, like it was like real life Ninja Turtles to me. Like, it was insane.
It is funny because I think that I am older than you, but sure. You started watching earlier than I did. So ironically, it was a different version of Sting that got me hooked. And like Crow Sting in the rafters, that's when I started watching wrestling, was this guy in the rafters looking like the Crow. Sometimes with a literal crow, like I was like, what is this? Is really cool. And then of course they did the whole thing with Hogan and Hart and Starrcade Root, everything. But like the build to that was when I first got into wrestling, and I just thought he was the coolest thing in the world. And the idea that watching it then, that years and years later, I'd be watching, you know, his retirement run now is crazy to me.
And that's what truly taught me about reinvention in wrestling. Because I was a little kid then when he went from Surfer Sting to Crow Sting. And it was a lot different than Papa Shango becoming Kama. They weren't the same guy.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just unreal. Just talking about this, I can tell you guys, I mean, obviously I won't be hosting the AEW Revolution post show. I will be calling in no matter what the situation is. To share my thoughts on that, I am going to try. If Sting is at the post-show presser, I will be there. I will not be there for the duration of that press conference. It is sort of a weekend off for me. We're still going to have our scoops and stuff, but this is the promo that I needed out of Sting. A classic for him. It was so grounded. It was so, it had so much weight to it.
Yeah.
Just incredible. And, Vicky, I just want to, because she has been so so generous to us. She says, look, people, that man has helped me fight being sick. He's done so much. Vicky, we love you so much. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you and meet you in Greensboro. Yeah. All that good stuff. Very excited for that. I mean, going to see you, Mike the Jeweler, Zach Schimmel. I'm loving it, man. It's wild how Greensboro is bringing these people out. I love it.
It's great.
Robert says, any insights why WWE is not allowing Nash to attend Sting's final match? Seem WWE should be doing anything they can to gain fan favor. Not like Nash is a big part of WWE storylines. He isn't a part of any storylines.
No, none.
And after the way that Nash responded to the Vince stuff, I think they should probably want him appearing on, around, or near anybody else's screen at this point. But they should allow him to. They should. Anybody that wants to attend Sting's final match or be backstage for it or be around for it, I think should be allowed to because of the contributions he's had. And 2LT Cole Photo says, if you're going, please message us in the Discord. So I have never done like a meetup thing, but I'm open to doing that in Greensboro. Don't know how much like what my schedule will be or anything, but I'd love to get a photo with some Fightful viewers and we will coordinate accordingly. Oh man. I'll tell you what we were coordinating accordingly in the Discord. We were talking about how great NordVPN is. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check it out, guys. Reminder, FightfulSelect.com. Also, don't forget all the great content we have here on YouTube.com/Fightful. Grizzled Young Vets interview dropping on Thursday. We had Jake something today as well. Bianca and Montez, Akira Tozawa, Steve Macklin, Rhea Ripley, Julius Creed. We have posted more interviews this month than probably any month ever. It's been four or five a week. A big thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring those and allowing that to happen. We had the RVD, Hook, and Hangman interview that set up the match that also saw them lose to Swerve, Joe, and Cage. I see you giggling.
RVD being like, I heard Nana might have had something that I'd be interested in. Does anybody know if he is here? And if so, where I can find him? And Paige just yelling at them about, no, we are here to hurt Swerve, and that is it. This was a fun little trio that they threw together. I also liked that there was, it wasn't just two random other guys. Like, Hook had that amazing match versus Samoa Joe, so he's still in there. Also, he is currently moving toward a match versus Brian Cage. RVD was the handpicked guy by Hangman to face Swerve. And as Hangman brings up, if you had beaten him, he wouldn't be number one in the rankings. This is actually kind of your fault, RVD. And RVD's like, I don't even, yeah, I mean, maybe. this was a fun little skit.
Not RVD's best performance tonight.
He definitely
showed his age, and this is the type of match where I think that, you know, we should probably see the maximum RVD because of all the other ingredients involved. Definitely did show his age a little bit, but still capable of incredible things.
as I believe it was Taz, I think, where was it, Shivani? One of them said, nobody gets higher than RVD when he did a drop kick. And I was like,
yes. I feel bad for anybody that gets that spinning leg drop onto the barricade from him, because RVD's like, I don't have the ups that I once had, so I'm just going to hit you with everything I've got. At the end of this match, it looked like Hangman Page had injured his ankle. Bobby Randolph had sent in on Twitter. He said, FYI, I'm at the show on the floor after the cameras went off the air. Hangman was talking to the doctor, limping very noticeably. He was helped to the back. We do not have an update on him as of yet. I'm trying to find out. It would be rough if Hangman couldn't make that Revolution match. I would still be supremely excited for Swerve and Joe.
Oh.
But
the thing about it is, okay, so he was going in for the muscle buster, but fought out of it and landed, and then kind of like awkwardly lunged to the corner to tag in RVD. And then well over a minute later was on the outside still grabbing his ankle. So that was it. Like, if he hurt himself, it was on that weird move. We saw Shotzi. Like, when Shotzi got hurt in NXT, it was not doing some crazy thing. She literally jumped from the apron to the floor and blew out her ACL. So these are crazy injuries that can happen at any time. But I do think that if it comes down to it, if Hangman Page is hurt, his whole reason that he wanted to be in this triple threat match was to ensure that Swerve could not be champion. Yes. If he is injured and cannot go, and Swerve beats Joe in a one-on-one match, how much will Hangman Page beat himself up because he was not there? And what kind of revenge will he have for Swerve when he gets healthy to come after him? I wasn't there. I couldn't stop you, but for God's sake, I am beating you for that title and taking it away from you. I do believe they will be able to pivot to a really good story for him if, God forbid, I don't want this to happen, if he can't go. But it could be just like a tweaked ankle and he's okay. Let's hope for that.
Brian Cage's team gets the win, and I'm happy for that specifically because it feels like he never wins ever on Dynamite. And he has done, in my opinion, the best work of his career since coming back from that very extended absence that he had. And like, from a psychological standpoint, it's very good. It's just, I have seen him as I'm looking, God, man, I think he had lost, outside of the six-man tag match, almost all of his Dynamite match for like of his last 20. But I was very happy to see that. He's doing incredible work. Hopefully Hangman is okay. We do also have the seeds planted for Hook and Joe again down the line, because they played off of that an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fair. It's just, unfortunately, the concern is on Hangman.
Yeah.
Jim Stallings says still can't get in the Discord. There will be people that will help you out. It connects automatically whenever you get the app and you use the email associated with your Fightful Select account. Meet Norma says, here's another small sack of monies for making Fightful and Meet Madness. Thanks to Bill Birmingham and TK for making my meaty dreams come true. We're making your dreams come true all the time at FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. But if you're watching here, leave a thumbs up. I'm trying to encourage more people to comment, not just on the live section, but below. Tell us your favorite thing about AEW Dynamite tonight, and we will interact with you below. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
Well, you can find me over on Fightful Select. We're going to do the Rampage watch-along, talking about SmackDown, tape SmackDown, but there's some stuff on there to review. Elimination Chamber. You say it like that because it's Australian. Kate and I will do a review of that at some point on Saturday. We're not getting up at 5 a.m. to watch it, but we'll do a review at some point on Saturday for that. Probably we'll talk about Collision as well. Then Monday, Raw again on the roads to WrestleMania. And then Tuesday, more NXT stuff. There's some interesting stuff brewing there. So that should be a lot of fun. Also, over on the Sour Graps Discord, which I will make sure to put a link into in the body of every Sour Graps show that I do in the write-up of that, so that that also is available. That's a fairly niche thing. We've been doing it for about a year and has gotten really good response. So that is where you'll be able to find me doing stuff over there as well.
Thank you guys so much. We're going to have some interviews from on the scene in Australia from Anna Bauert on youtube.com/Fightful. Until next time, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.